Big game with our big MSU Spartans. They are hosting the Ohio State Buckeyes. See, I'm fair to them, even though they don't mention our great state. But we're the bigger people, aren't we? Meanwhile, getting ready for the brawl in East Lansing, our own WJR sports analyst, Steve Courtney.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Hello again, everyone. Indeed, a couple of days, we'll be back at the Woodshed as your Michigan State Spartans play host to number 3, Ohio State. If you're keeping score, Saturday's game will be the 51st meeting between these two fine schools. And listen to this. The Spartans have beaten Ohio State 10 times when the Buckeyes entered the game ranked in the AP Top 25, including 5 times when the Buckeyes were ranked in the top 5. There is precedent. Let's talk about it with the fine head coach himself. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Just living the dream. How are you?
Good one, Coach. Good morning.
Everything is well, Coach. The road has been a bit difficult. So I believe, Coach, in starting with a positive, going back to College Park in the loss to the Terrapins, it was still in the offing, the game, 21-13 at the half. The final was 27-13. Defensively, they came out with some determination, giving up only 6 second-half points, including yet another goal-line stand, Coach. There was a silver lining right there.
No, absolutely. I'm seeing some improvement on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we have some guys that are gaining some experience. You know, we shuffled the lineup a little bit to try to get our guys in better position to make plays, and we're continuing to make some adjustments to our scheme and to our personnel grouping and things like that, so that we can play better football.
Again, Coach, in football and in life, adversity doesn't define us. The way we handle that adversity is what comes out in the end. And as you said earlier in the week, when things are going rough, the most important thing is what we do next.
It's very important. And like I told our players several times this week, you know, like you said, it's how do we respond? And if you want to do anything significant in life, you're going to have to be able to respond in a positive way to adversity, because it's going to hit. And that's really what defines you, how you respond. And so I love the way the staff and the way the players have responded this week in the past couple of weeks. The preparation has been spot on. The intensity is there. The attention to detail is there. The determination is there. The belief is there. We've got a no-sweat Thursday, and we have a fast Friday tomorrow. And I'm expecting nothing less than our best effort on Saturday.
Coach, that's just it. If I may jump in for a moment, you know, you're still talking about a very talented and very young squad at your disposal. What kind of character have you seen from these young men?
Well, they're growing, and they want to be great. They're very coachable, and they get it. I mean, they get it. They understand that, you know, we'll get what we earn. We have to play complimentary football. And so, you know, their film study, their practice habits, you know, their discipline, all those things are improving as we go. We just need to put it together for 60 minutes as an entire football team, offense, defense, and special teams working together. I feel like our best 60 minutes is ahead of us.
Obviously, Coach, when you're trying to dig yourself out of a hole as a football team, special teams left 7 points on the board at College Park. There was the botched extra point attempt, blocked field goal, a missed field goal, things of this nature. Trey Mosley, as a matter of fact, during the course of the week, Coach, saying, look, we just got to clean up a couple of things, believe in ourselves, and good things will happen.
Yeah, and we feel the same way. I feel the same way. Like I said, after the game, you watch the film, it's going to be death by inches, and that's exactly what it was, those things that you're talking about. You know, those contribute to not having success on the field. And so those are all correctable. You know, obviously, same thing on offense, you know, same thing on defense. You know, we have to take the ball away. We haven't taken the ball away nearly enough. The turnover margin is going to be huge in this game. We have to play penalty free, not give anything. And I'm very encouraged. I'm very encouraged by what I see from the squad, the character of the squad, like say Trey Mosley, the leadership of the squad. And so we're going to continue to work. Just really looking forward to Saturday.
Now, that school from Ohio, certainly, Coach, over the years, known for taking over the opponent stadiums. And I know exactly how you feel about Spartan Nation coming out in mass, filling up that deep end, and being loud. And that certainly is going to be a step in the right direction for that tilt with Ohio State.
Yeah, Spartan Nation is going to show up. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Go green.
Go white.
Go white.
Beat Ohio State, Coach. You can do it.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, Steve, that's a good number you came up with, the 10 times that MSU has beaten the Buckeyes when they've been highly rated. And it goes in with my theory in sports altogether. When teams come in full of themselves, like the Buckeyes, and don't take seriously teams they think they are much better than, they get their butts kicked. I'd love to see that happen.
Well, listen, there's no doubt Ohio State comes in a very potent football team on both sides of the ball, Paul. But at the same time, this is what college football is all about. And I've said before, I'll say it again, never underestimate the emotions of an 18, 19-year-old kid. They know what the score is. They know what the deal is. And this is why they went to Michigan State, for moments like this. And you knock off Ohio State, you shock the world, and things are
everything's
right back
better
on track.
Everything's better. Sean and I will be listening to you on the sidelines and with your tailgate at 1 p.m., kickoff at 4 p.m. right here on News Talk 760 WJR.